Today, a subtle shift in Mideast policy. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer told reporters that the president does not believe that a ceasefire is a necessary prerequisite for negotiating a permanent Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. Until today, the White House had implied that a ceasefire had to come first.
In response to the crisis in the Middle East, the Bush administration is also working to refine its policy on terrorism. President Bush articulated the policy on September 20th when he told Congress, "Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists." But as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, recent events are convincing the White House that it may not be quite that simple.
Since September 11th, administration officials have said repeatedly that countries or entities that harbor terrorism will be regarded as terrorists themselves and dealt with as such. This has come to be known as the Bush Doctrine. In the face of increasing Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel, the administration has had to explain its application of that doctrine in the Middle East. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer offered this statement at today's briefing for reporters.
The president believes that anybody who puts on explosives to kill themselves and in the process to take the lives of innocents along with them is a terrorist.
Yet on Monday, President Bush exempted Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat from the Bush Doctrine. The reason, Mr. Bush said, is that the Palestinian leader has tried to negotiate peace with Israel. Anthony Cordesman, a senior analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, points out that the situation in the Middle East has forced contradictions in U.S. policy for more than 30 years. Cordesman says the president is simply acknowledging a reality.
There are some movements which are very clearly terrorist, which don't have any political complications. Al-Qaeda is one of them. But when you're dealing with movements which may be tied into broader political or military struggles, where there may be a legitimate cause or you may be forced to try to find some kind of peace settlement, you're going to have to adapt your techniques and diplomacy to the problem at hand.
Cordesman says you can't take any doctrine too literally, particularly when it deals with terrorism.
When a president makes a broad statement, he doesn't get into all of the subtleties and qualifications involved. But certainly the people who are advising the president are very familiar with all of the problems in dealing with terrorism and liberation struggles and the ambiguities and problems involved. And it's always been clear that a one-size-solution-fits-all doesn't work in any aspect of counterterrorism or asymmetric warfare.
But Ambassador Chaz Freeman, president of the Middle East Policy Council, says one of the problems with the Bush Doctrine is that it will be taken literally by local terrorist groups that had not directly threatened the United States but have become targets under the Bush policy.
These groups up to now have had no incentive to extend their operations to the United States or attacks on Americans. But by going after them, the United States gives them a reason to come after us. And I think particularly in light of what is happening now in the Middle East, the danger that the terrorism there might spread to the United States or to American targets is quite large.
Robert Gallucci, dean of the Georgetown School of Foreign Service, says that on one level, the Bush Doctrine on terrorism, especially the axis of evil language, is appealing. Americans like plain talk.
However, as one goes a bit further, it turns out there are reasons why governments typically speak less directly and use more diplomatic language, and that is because they need to get on with one another over a period of time. Unless one really does plan to deal with governments that cause us difficulty by the use of force only, then there may be reason to be less direct.
Robert Gallucci says that blunt honesty is often counterproductive in human relations, and diplomatic relations, he says, are no different. That reality is likely to produce further adjustments to the Bush policy in the days ahead. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.